Ouais, je suis un tonneau.
Discussing him with Shem this evening. Shaila, that was very nagya for some holidays. Very nagya in camp. You find money around the premises of camp. And the Shaila is, who does the money belong to? Does it belong to the finder? A money that doesn't have a simon on it. Are you allowed to keep it? Do you have to return it? Who do you have to return it to? Very nagya, you've got a few hundred boys on the campus. Money keeps on falling out from people's, wherever it is, they're playing on the field, you keep on finding money. The money, is the person who finds it entitled to keep it, is it not entitled to keep it? Rebbe Leib used to walk home from yeshiva, was accompanied by one of the bochum in yeshiva, and always when he used to walk, Rebbe Leib had his head downwards, facing towards the ground. Whenever he found money on the ground, he used to pick it up and keep it. Once Rebbe Leib was walking with somebody, together with this bocha, and the bocha picked up the money in those days in Eretz Yisrael. There were 10 shekel, with a 10 shekel note, not 10 shekel coin. He picked it up, and he told Rabbi Leib, you know, every time the Shiva takes the money for himself, perhaps this time I can keep the money. Am I allowed to have it? Again, one time I should get the money. So Rabbi Leib said, you should know, it's not just as a matter of fact, but mikra, I see money on the floor, I take it for myself. I have an interest in that money. He said, why do I have interest in that money? So the person always works and makes money, you're not sure. It's kosher money, yeah, kosher money, not kosher money. You find money in the street, which the Gemara says doesn't have any simon, and you keep it for yourself. That's a present from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That money is a chatchila de kegel. That money I'm always happy to keep for myself. Oh, so we'll get to camp in a second. We'll get to the camp's money over there. Rabbi Leib said that when Rav Shach's son-in-law, Rav Metzvi Bergman, made his bidna ben in Rav Shach's house, he needed the coins to give to the kohen. So he went to the Chaznish to borrow from him, or take from him the shkolim, the 5 shkolim from Rav Shach, from the Chaznish, in order to give to his kohen. Chaznish said, look, these coins are very precious to me, because a lot of kohenim come to borrow it. I'll happily lend them to you, but I'd like to get them back. So, but you can't give it to the kohen and tell the kohen they're giving it matan amnos lachzi to get it back. Because if you gave them condition to get it back, then perhaps it's not going to be a good pigeon, and you're not going to be here to the mitzvah. I'll tell you what to do, give over to the coin, and immediately afterwards tell him it was the Chaznish's coins, but give it to him by Matanah Gemurah, and ask for it back, that should give it to the next coin. Rav Tzvi made his Pidna Ben in Rav Shach's house, there are people over there, Rav Shach had a small house, and so afterwards people dashed towards him to wish him Mazel Tov, to wish him Shver Mazel Tov. In the meantime, the coin went out of the room. He looked and ran after the coin and wanted his coins back. By the time he reached the coin said, I already give over to the stalker. So he said, why such a rush, why did you give over to the stalker? He said that I never have a chance to give money to Tzedakah from Reina Geld. Pidna Ben is money that the Bnei Shalom gives me because I'm a Kohen. This is Reina Geld, my pure money I wanted to give to Tzedakah. So he went back to the Chaznish and told him the story. Chaznish said, oh, this Elohim uses his money, that's pure money, to give it straight over to Tzedakah. So Rabbi Leib, then when I have money from an Aveda, this is pure money from an Aveda, money without a simon, the Gemara says you're allowed to keep. That money I like to keep for myself. That's always why I pick up the money. However, the Shaila in camp is divided out in a few different ways, and that's negea on a daily basis, but very, very negea when you find avedis. It's a shayla, does it belong to ketanim, does it belong to gedolim? Lemoshel, you go to the park, and in this babysitter's over there, the parents aren't there, there's older children looking after the children, and you find money there straight after you. Sure, it's a Yiddish person's money, but whose money is it? Is it the child's money? Is it the babysitter's money? Or is it the parents' money? The basic shayla is, in find money in camp, who does that money belong to? Does that money belong to the children? You send your child to camp for £50, £100, whatever it is, spending money. That money, is it the child's money? Is it the parents' money? So we'll see the second one of the committee. But the first thing is, who does it belong to? That's the allocation. Who does it belong to? So I've asked around, I've asked every person, lots of people, what do you think? It's the child's money, the parents' money. Every person says, it's zikha the parents, zikha the child. If it's the parents, what would happen if a parent calls up the child, he sent him to camp with £100, and he calls him, the child calls up 2 days later after Shabbos, he said, you know, I spent it all, can I have the money back? The parent said, you're mad, £100, I gave over the whole camp. He said, yeah, somebody was standing next to him on Shabbos, a boy who had a torn suit, and I gave the £100 to him to buy a new suit. What will the father tell his son. Will he tell his son, but I didn't give you that money for, that money was money for you to spend. Or will the parent turn around to the child and say, the money was my money. I gave it to you to spend again. Is it the child's money that he can do whatever he wants with it? Or is it the child's money spending on behalf of the parent? Instead of calling up every time, can I spend another pound and another pound and another pound? The parents give them up front the £100. The £100 is the parents' money. The parents retain the ownership of that money. And they're spending the parents' money all the time. That basic shailuch hapa pachatanaf kumana, if the money belongs to a child, it's the child's money, then the first thing is you have to decide, is the child a cotton or is the child a godl? If the child's a cotton, it'll have its dinim, we'll say a second, and if it's the child's a godl, so it's a godl who lost his money. If it's the parent's money, then we have to see that if the parents don't know that they've lost the money, whether you can do a yush. So that story. Rabbi Yitzchak Achonon. There's a story of Rabbi Yitzchak Achonon. That Rabbi Yitzchak Achonon, somebody came to him and said that his wife had gone and invested a lot of money for business, wherever it was, and she lost the money over there. And the person picked it up. It was money which didn't have a siman. And he said, if the halacha is that I'm going to give it back to you, then I'll gladly give it back to you. But if the halacha is I'm allowed to keep it, then I'll keep it for myself. I have a person who has chavis. I'm going to keep the money, I'm not going to give it back. The Shalom went to Rabbi Yitzchak Achonon, and Rabbi Yitzchak Achonon said that the money belongs to the husband. Money that a lady earns is the husband's money. A lady can't be meyash on the husband's behalf. The husband needs to know that he's lost the money. He doesn't know about it, there's no yirish, it doesn't work. If so, l'chorya, if the money belongs to the father and not to the child, then the father doesn't know that the child's lost the money. If that's the case, then it's yirish, and we'd ask for the father. So it's a very interesting halacha, this one over here. Nowadays, the Gemara says that machlekes whether between Abaya and Rava, whether Yush lemidas have Yush or have Yush. A person loses money, he doesn't know, loses an item, he doesn't know where he lost it. If he would know that he lost it, he would be Miyash. But as of now, he doesn't know he's lost it. That's called Yush lemidas. Without knowing that I've lost it, if I would not, I would be Miyash. Is it Yush, is it not? Says the Gemara, if Yush lemidas is have Yush, why when a person loses money, do we take on that the finder can keep it? Perhaps the person who lost it doesn't know he lost the money. If so, it's Yish Lemidas. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that person's mamash vish b'kisa. A person always puts his hand in his pocket and he knows whether or not he has lost money. Rabbi Dov Landau says over that he asked the Chaznish. Nowadays, the fact is, the Metzias is, that if a person has some money in his pocket, the only thing he knows about it, he walks along and he hears money jingling, he knows there's money over there. But a person doesn't know how much money, where a pound coin to fall out of a person's pocket, he would never know about it, whether he's lost the money. He comes, you see the gabba goes around in shul with the stocker box, you put your hand in your pocket, you look to see what have you got, 5, or 10, or 20 pence a pound, nobody knows what's in the pocket over there. The point you got change before davening, then you know what you got. Most people don't know whether they've got a pound extra, a pound less in the pocket. If so, so it would seem that Chazal say Adam also a mashma shukista b'chol shah, a person knows that he's lost the money, shouldn't apply nowadays. When a person's got large sums of money, then he'll know, but small money doesn't know. So Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg were of the opinion that Gemara is not negiah to us nowadays for smaller money. Even though the Gemara says the person knows what money is over there, but nowadays the Matthias is different, and the Gemara is not exist at cost. So the Gemara says that you know what's in your pocket, and if you don't know that you've lost it, then it's a year shalemidas. However, Rabbi Dov Landau said that the Chazanish told him that even though the Gemara says, even though nowadays a person doesn't know what's in his pocket, big chiddush said the Chazanish, that Chazal, when they said Adam Osun Mashim Kisei B'chol Shah, they meant to say Hefke Beis Nefke. We now, by Chazal saying that, they said that money that falls out of a person's pocket automatically becomes Hefke. Because the derech is that a person usually knows he's lost the money, therefore even if he didn't know they lost the money, but Chazal said that Makia, big chiddush of the Chaznish, and Ramosha also was of a, we don't know the reason why, but Ramosha told his son the same thing. Ramosha Feinstein, his son, Tshuva, printed in Igas Moshe in Yodei Chedek Dalet, in the new one, it says over there, that Rabbi David asked his father, I'm in yeshiva, and I found a coin that was used for the telephone over there in yeshiva, and I'm not sure who it belongs to, what should I do? And it's a coin that's not worth very much. And Moshe says, it makes no difference. Chazal said that a person knows what's in his pocket. Chazal said that a person puts his hand in his pocket all the time and he knows whether he's lost the money. If that's the case, however much the value is, Chazal say that a person's miyash, therefore you can take it gladly as no simon, it's considered yish. So that's a very basic machlokes. Every time a person finds money, I know it's an adult's money, I know there's no simon on it. If I pick it up before it's miyash, I'm not allowed to keep it. I don't know whether it was miyash. If it's money, the Gemara says that a person knows and therefore automatically I can keep it. Does that apply nowadays for a small amount of money, small coin, a coin that's not worth very much? Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Pinchas Sha'anbik says it doesn't, and the Chazon Ish and Moshe Feinstein says that it does apply nowadays. According to the Chazon Ish, one would imagine that if he said Chazal take out the money from a person's ownership, even if he doesn't know about it, because other Moshe Namashin Shvikis the Bechol Shah, then in the case of the story mentioned before, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanon, the wife went away, the wife had the husband's money, she invested the husband's money, the husband didn't know that he lost the money, that she had lost the money. But the money was the husband's money. And we just said that the Chazon Ish said that even if a person loses his money, he doesn't know about it, but Chazal say money that's lost from a person is automatically goes out of his ashus. Therefore, without the husband knowing about it, the wife invested it, we should say the husband should, don't need the Ziyash over there. However, the Chazon Ish didn't hold like that. But yeah, but as money without a siman. The other was the mashkis is money without a siman. The Chazon Ish held very interesting. Chazon Ish held. But if it's in my pocket, you're right. You're not becoming a very big bigger point. And it's true that's what the Chazon Ish held. But to bring out it's a chiddush. If it's in my pocket and I don't know that I've lost it at all, nevertheless, Chazal say because money in the pocket, a person usually knows about it. That even without me knowing that I've lost it, Chazal took it out of me. So what if it doesn't make it? If it's in my pocket, it's not in my pocket. Money that a person usually knows about, now that he's lost it, Chazal said he's lost his ownership on it. Nevertheless, Chazon Ish didn't hold like that. Chazon Ish said, if it's in my pocket, even though I didn't know I lost it, but because I could know that I lost it, in the days of Chazal, I would have known that I lost it, therefore, Chazal took the money out of my ownership. The rest, if the money's not by me, the money is by my wife, and I have no way of me knowing that I lost it, therefore, since I didn't know that I lost it, there's no yish. Now go back to camp. Let's say the money belongs to the father. Let's take on the tzad. Money in the camp doesn't belong to the child. Belongs to his father. The father doesn't know anything about the child having lost a £5 note or a pound coin from his pocket. Thus, do we say that if it would have been in the father's pocket, he would have known about it? No. Even the Chazon Ish says that without knowing, you do automatically a yish. It's only when it's in the person's pocket himself. So now, if we agree that the money belongs to the father, the money given to the child in camp belongs to the father, then since the father doesn't know that he's lost the money, l'choy should be a clear halacha that it's a year shalem midas and it doesn't have a simon, that we shouldn't pick up that money. That money can't be returned because it's money without a simon. If that's the case, that the money belongs to the father and the father doesn't know about it, and therefore the father doesn't know he's lost it, so I'm picking up the father before the father knows, therefore I can't keep that money. It'd be advisable to tell a boy who sees that money over there, rather don't pick up the money. Because if you're going to pick up the money, you're never going to be able to return it at all. And Rebbe Kveger says that there's only an issa not to pick up an aveda if you can return it. But if you can't return it, then there's no issa to pick it, no issa for the such al islam by not picking it up. If it's a pound coin, a boy in camp, no, it's a pound coin. So if you find a pound coin in camp, then if it's the father's money, pardon? Okay, let's say a pound coin, a small amount. Pardon? That's if you picked it up. Says Rabbi Kveger, then you don't have to go and pick it up in order to keep it for Eliyahu HaNavi if it hasn't got a simon. If I picked it up, I don't know who to return it to. It's got a simon. There's no. That's if I'm mechuyev to do it, but I'm not mechuyev to put myself into a matziv that I'm going to write down a piece of paper to say that I owe this person the money. If I picked it up. And then it's already too late because we threw us earlier. When you pick up something that you mechuv to give it back, then that money doesn't help yish later on. It has to be that the yish later before you pick it up. So money in camp, if it belongs to the child, if it belongs to a cotton doesn't. A cotton can't be miyash. So tzad number one, it's a problem that belongs to a cotton. Tzad number two, it belongs to the father, and the father doesn't know about that money. So lechoyah, the father doesn't know about it. It should be a problem of yish lemidas. Yish shouldn't help. However, pardon? It's a small amount for sure. If it's only small money, £1 or £2. If it's a £20 note, let's say we can say their father. He doesn't know he's lost it. If he wouldn't know that he's lost it, then it wouldn't be a makbid. But now, picked it up at the time before the father knows about it. So if the father would know about it, he'd be moichel. But the father doesn't know, so I've got a chiv, I shall have it straight away. Can't be moichel later.
Is that beforehand? Before the boys came?
And it's not likely. You find it unless it's not on the grounds, unless you find it in the Prismodishan camp. It was cleaned over there, a place that was cleaned over there.
Outside.
Not outside on the campus, in the green. Yeah, in the actual campus itself, on the side, in the building.
Going to the
So in a cheder is a, well, let's try to keep the camp. Cheder gets already much more complicated, because when you go to schools, always in the bottom of Roshim, the way it works over here is, you go in Belz in Yerushalayim, there's a big sign up when you walk in, you come in, a das, anything you're going to leave behind, automatically is going to be a mechila. When I came to Manchester at the beginning, so I had an interview, my daughter went to Benos, so I had an interview with Rabbi Lehman at the time, was the headmaster, and he told me that any belongings that were here left behind in school, it's automatically that you're going to be moichel. So I asked him, how long have you been doing this for? So he said, for 15 years. So I said, is the parent body in school only 15 years old? He said, yeah. I said, what happens if you've got a sibling in school? If you've got a child? Have you done the interviews for 15 years? What happens if a girl comes to school and had an older sibling already in school? Do you do the interview? You don't do the interview. He said, no, I don't do interview for siblings. I said, what do you mean by doing an interview with me? You've interviewed for the last 15 years, but maybe it's what the money or the item found in school belongs to one of the siblings, and then it doesn't help. You need every person to agree. As soon as you've got one person who doesn't agree, you don't gain. So if you do, yeah, either get every person and the siblings, but it doesn't have just to do me by myself or the new people who join the school. You have to do every person in order for it to work. But you walk into Belz in Yerushalayim, there's a big sign over there, and the sign says you walk into this building at Eitad Hochid. If you leave anything behind, automatically you're moichel. It's a big problem how it works, because I didn't read it, and the person who reads it maybe is moichel, but if you didn't read it, so you haven't got your mechila. Say that it says Rabbi Yashav, says others, because you can only walk into the building according to their terms, according to their agreement, therefore, even if you didn't read it, but there was a sign for you to be able to read, means you're maskim.
So it belongs to the shul or belongs to the person?
No, it belongs to the shul. The shul's going to have a right.
Someone's finding a pound.
Find the pounds that belong to the simon, you can keep it for yourself. Yeah. But you have an umbrella or something, even with the simon you leave behind in the shul. The problem is not so much when the 30 days are up. The problem is you come and they say, let's say they clean out every average chodesh, and you daven maariv the night before every chodesh, and the next morning they're going to clean it up over here. Do you say a person is moichel that the next morning should go with zechanesh if you left it there for 30 days? So you say that when I walk into the shul, I mean if it's left behind, it's a bit of a problem. I can point out that's only the person himself. What happens if you go to school if it's a children's item? Yo, little child's item over there. No child comes to school and is maskim that I'm coming to school, and if it's my item and I've left it behind, then I'm moichel to the school, for sure not. So what right has the school got to throw out items that belongs to the children over there? That's a big problem. It's a big halacha shaila, why a school or moichel can throw it out. Even this etzer that the shuls and bottom midrashim will do is only for adults. For children, it doesn't help. Pardon? A shop, you can also put up a sign. You say, if you come into my shop or leave things behind in the dry cleaners or anything over here, you're walking in the big sign up over here, I can't keep behind all my items over here. Anything left behind after 7 days or over here, I take the right to get rid of it. The Noch Tabiru brings down that the stipler, when he used to leave his house, he used to lock the door. And he said the reason why he's locking the door isn't because he's scared about his own items. His own items is nothing to ground for. But people have left their pens behind in my house and these sort of Avedis, and these Avedis left behind, I'm ashamed Aveda till Mashiach comes, and for them I'm mechuyav to guard their items. I lock the door for all these items left behind, not for my own items. That's it, the stipler. But for every person who picks up an Aveda and doesn't have a sim and puts himself into a problem, get back to camp. Camp, if it's money that belongs to a cotton, then it's like a big problem. You're better off not picking it up, and you pick it up, you have to keep it. You have to write it, settle and keep it. If it's money that belongs to a gadol, then the father doesn't know about it, but there's another big svara that Rabbi Zalman says. Rabbi Zalman says that if you give money to a child, and you know there's a chance that the child's going to lose that money, then even though you don't know that the child's lost the money, but when he has actually lost it, then there's a yish. Because I've given it in a matzav where I know there's a chance of it getting lost. Asha Al-Kain, when you give it, it's Gobayt on a Gemara in Elimitzias, that you put it in the situation where it says if you've got dates that fall off a tree, and the person knows it's going to fall off, then when it's fallen off, it's automatically a yish, because he knew there was a chance of it happening. So you give money to L'Choyra, your child in camp, you do know there is a certain amount of chance it's going to get lost. And therefore, when it does get lost at the end of the day, if it belongs to a gadol, they can say, even though the father doesn't know about it, but he gave it over to the child, and there's a chance of getting lost. When it does get lost, therefore there's a yish. If you give it to a cotton, and it belongs to a cotton, it's a big problem. Ashalkin, it depends where you find the money in camp. If you find the money in camp, in the Bais Medrash, let's say, in a place where the gedolim, the older children are sitting, then you keep the pound to yourself. If you find it on the benches where the children keep it, it's a bit of a problem. You're better off not picking it up. If you do pick it up, you have to write a paper for yourself, then Mashiach comes in the Shem to return it to the owner. Okay.